Today, we're going viral, talking about viruses, real ones and fictional ones, ones that live in our bodies, in our computers, in our culture. Viruses from avian flu to zombies. One measure of just how present viruses are in our minds these days is a boom in games about them. In one called The Great Flu, you control a global health organization and make decisions like which airports to close during a fictional outbreak. In another, you play the pathogen. Your goal is to wipe out humanity. Good times. We asked Studio 360's Michael May to try out some of the virus games and see what they might have to teach us.
Okay, so you pick up two cards now.
Epidemic.
Tyler and Karen Stewart were hunched over a restaurant table, considering the state of the world. A deadly virus had spread to Mexico City and Buenos Aires, and it was my fault.
You made a lot of damage on that one.
I know. Plague boy.
I can be bad.
I rushed our medic by charter jet to South America. That sent Tyler's orange-shaped pawn across the game board.
One, two.
I'd invited myself out to play the board game Pandemic. Tyler owns a game store in Cambridge, Massachusetts called Pandemonium, and he's serious about play. He and Karen met during a Western-themed party game called Bang. She was the sheriff, and he was the outlaw.
And I decided to shoot him.
With your Cupid gun.
No, that came later.
They like Pandemic precisely because no one has to get shot, except maybe with a hypodermic. Pandemic is a cooperative game, meaning that everyone is on the same side.
Sometimes I want to play a cooperative game, and sometimes I want to beat him to shreds.
Yes, and she does that frequently. Cooperative games are much less stressful as a result, and we can team up together against the game. It's nice. I don't have to worry about her, you know, doing something evil to me.
But the look on your face when I double-cross you is so much fun sometimes.
Because I should expect that, and yet I don't. So it is now your turn.
Now it is your turn.
Players move their pieces across a map of the world, treating sick people and trying to discover cures for each virus. Everyone loses if the world becomes overwhelmed by the outbreak before the cures are discovered. Games Magazine declared Pandemic the best family board game of 2009.
I remember specifically being out on a walk, and a lot of the ideas kind of collided in my head.
Matt Leacock is the game's designer.
I was fascinated by emergent effects and chain reactions and things that could kind of grow out of control. You know, there's so much pandemic news out there with swine flu and bird flu and the SARS and the like. Diseases seem like just a natural opponent for a group of people to fight against.
In Pandemic, you can use your turn saving infected cities one by one, but that strategy won't save the world. You have to use your precious moves to work with the other players to discover a cure. There's a lesson here. You can't beat a cold-hearted virus with empathy.
There's some very difficult trade-offs that need to be made. And you know, at least you can all agree that you're trying to save the world, right? Even if you're letting certain cities fall into chaos, as it were.
In the end, Tyler and Karen and I did discover cures for all the diseases.
The game is over.
Yay! Save the Earth!
Of course, there's a lot of sick people left.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have a cure for everyone.
But preventing pandemics isn't just for scientists. Everybody has a part to play. That's the lesson of another cooperative game called Pox. It came about after health officials in New Hampshire approached Dartmouth professor and game designer Mary Flanagan. They asked her to design a game that would encourage vaccinations. I sat down with a few friends to try out Pox. It was flu season.
We all happen to be trying really hard not to get this virus that our son has. Right now, here we are, trapped in a house in the middle of a blizzard, playing a game about stopping the spread of disease.
They think I'm crazy because I wash my hands after going on the T and the bus.
Oh, I don't think that's crazy.
I use so much hand sanitizer.
I don't really believe in the germ theory of disease.
Oh, right. I forgot.
And I went to med school.
Yeah. That's Justin Baker. He's a doctor, but he claims he can ward off most illnesses by getting enough sleep and taking hot showers when he feels something coming on. His wife, Chris, got the flu vaccine, but he skipped it. Anyhow, here's how the game works. On each turn, you can cure one sick person or vaccinate three, represented as spaces on the board. Some spaces cannot be vaccinated, representing vulnerable individuals like pregnant women and newborn babies. The challenge is to work together on a plan to protect them by vaccinating everyone else around them.
Who are the people at risk for dying?
This one and that one.
The first time around, we let one vulnerable person die. We named him Bob and vowed to do better next time.
We should play this again.
Yeah, play this one again.
On our second round, no one died. But the next morning, guess who woke up with the flu? Dr. Baker. So much for hot showers. Games like Pox are designed to teach good public health, but we can learn a lot from accidents, like the outbreak a few years ago in World of Warcraft, the massive multiplayer game. Avatars started mysteriously dying in mass.
For the record, it was a fantastic outbreak. It was dramatic, and people exploded in little clouds of blood with a little sound. It was really awesome.
That's Nina Pfefferman, who studies epidemics at Rutgers University. Pfefferman analyzed the World of Warcraft outbreak. It started with an update to the game that featured a dragon-y monster, Hakkar, who cast a spell called Corrupted Blood.
In some sense, it was a zoonotic transmission, so it came from an animal into the equivalent of a human player.
Only the most powerful players could even enter Hakkar's lair, and they were strong enough to survive Corrupted Blood. But what the game's designers didn't anticipate is that players would return to the cities before the spell wore off.
And then bringing it back to people who are perhaps less well-prepared, less healthy themselves, and with a much greater social contact because of being in an urban center. And that's really where it started spreading very, very quickly. And those are exactly the same scenarios that we've both seen in the past with things like yearly flu outbreaks and also novel pathogen emergence like SARS.
Pfefferman was particularly interested in how players reacted to the epidemic, both within the game and in online forums.
There's a nasty plague going on, one that the developers are evidently unable to contain. Is this something that people who are currently playing can confirm? This weekend is one where I have visitation rites with my character, and I don't want anything to interrupt our quality time.
Try to avoid the cities.
There was a hotfix this weekend that they thought would keep it from spreading, but it didn't seem to work.
Good science happens in strange places.
Pfefferman and her research team applied the lessons they learned to models for managing real-world outbreaks.
So the biggest one to us was curiosity. People putting themselves at risk in order to have a cleaner and better understanding. We hadn't planned for those. We'd planned for things like quarantine, where we draw a big circle and say, nobody leave. But we hadn't at all thought about things like journalism, which is, of course, something that enables public oversight of otherwise closed activities. That was something we never would have thought of without looking at this scenario inside of World of Warcraft.
They published their findings in an article for The Lancet Infectious Diseases. All of these virus games have one thing in common. Players are forced to think strategically about how to deal with a situation that's escalating out of control. That's a skill known as systems thinking.
A lot of people talk about systems thinking as a new, 21st century skill.
That's Mary Flanagan, the designer of Pox.
And it's not that well understood how to teach that. When people are faced with complex situations, what are the steps by which they break down the problem and really try to understand the situation? And this game actually takes people steps in that direction.
And we call games a pastime. Think about it. Your next move could save the world. For Studio 360, I'm Michael May.
If you've played Pandemic or any other games about viruses, what did you think? Let us know at studio360.org.